Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello, LaTanya Price here, coming to you with another Personalize Your Faith show. I am so thankful. We are wrapping up 2017, lightning fast, if you will. It's November. We are approaching a lot of holiday time. Hopefully around these times, I love the fact I feel the family togetherness. I feel a purpose season of family time, you know, a real purpose of having family time. I'm not to say that you shouldn't have it consistently throughout the year, but Thanksgiving has always, especially for my family, it's always been that time to just love each other, love the food, love the food, and just love family. And so I love the fall and the spring seasons because they're always kind of like those transitions or harvest times where you are able just to really appreciate, if you will, the changes that happen in life and just in what we see, you know? And so I really just love God and how He allows the different seasons to help us to really appreciate all that He does. And how He just sustains this world, how He keeps this world under His control in such a way that is meaningful, yet it triggers emotions that helps us to really love and helps us to really just appreciate so much that we sometimes may take for the little things that we take for granted. There you go. How we sometimes take the littlest things for granted. And yet, yeah, we shouldn't. We really shouldn't. So, as I always like to do, is give the my little intro or the more specific intro. And that is as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story with increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action. They experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. 2017 is coming to a rapid close, and so I've been just hitting on some strong topics to help us to close out the year strongly and to prayerfully start the next year out just as strong. And so it's been some powerful topics of transparency, fear, the birthing process. And so I just really want to take a moment and remind us that, yeah, we don't want to give up. And then also, we have to be thankful. So this topic is just going to kind of have a moment of reflection, if you will. Thanksgiving. God, we thank you. Having a thankful heart can be difficult at times. We talked about, you know, having fear and dealing with obstacles, the birthing process. It takes time. It takes work. There's times we get exhausted. There's times we get drained emotionally, spiritually, physically. I mean, just all kinds of things. But oftentimes when we don't have the energy to do what we really need to do, and when we don't really have the spiritual strength to give it that hardcore praise, if you will, even emotionally, we don't have it. Sometimes having that thankful heart and being able just to whisper late in the hour, in midnight hour, when we're laying down and we're trying to fall asleep, and just telling God, thank you. Even if you have to just say it over and over, God, thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Oftentimes, it's good. It's good enough. It triggers something in the spiritual realm, because it allows us to keep that connection. It almost, it's like we're still holding on, if you will. It's our way of keeping the hold on. And having a thankful heart, you know, it is shown in our actions and not just in our words. Constantly thanking God for everything. Being humble starts with thanksgiving. You know, there are so many ways to give thanks. When we consider like relationships with our fellow brothers or sisters in Christ, or your spouse, husband or wife, there's all kinds of ways to say thank you. One of the many lessons that I learned in marriage is that you have to really express your appreciation for what they do. Sure, my husband knows he has to work. Sure, my husband knows he has to pay the bills. Sometimes he might have to step in. I remember one time I had a nail in my tire right before, I mean, it did it just right when I was about to go into work. And he happened to be off that day. And my husband is a chef, so y'all know he has crazy hours anyway. And I know he wanted to spend that day really to rest. But he got up. I drove his car to work. He got up, went to the tire shop, and stayed there until the tire was fixed and replaced. And he stayed with my car. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I mean that. I really do. Some husbands don't feel like they should. And I'm not knocking husbands that may say, no, I got to go to work too, or, you know, I'm tired or whatever. I'm not knocking that. But I will say, because he did it, I was thankful. I told him, thank you. I tell my husband, I appreciate him. I appreciate what he does. I thank him a lot for sometimes the littlest thing. It can be, I ask him a question or ask him, hey, can you give me such and such? To this and this and this, and he'll text it to me. I'll type back, thank you. It's simple, but it's true. And sometimes, even with God, maybe God allowed you to at least roll over in the bed and get your feet out the bed. Right there is enough to thank him. You might not think so. Being able to let your feet touch the ground and you feel the ground is enough to tell him thank you. And we have to thank him for everything. Nothing belongs to us. The house don't belong to us. The car don't belong. These clothes don't belong to us. Even this body don't belong to us. These are borrowed items that he allowed us to be stewards over. We have to tell him thank you. A lot is birthed from a thankful heart. A lot is birthed. I love that. A lot is birthed from a thankful heart. Pure joy, pure praise, pure worship. When you have a real thankful heart, there's a lot that can be birthed from a thankful heart. When we have a thankful, a real thankful heart, there's a joy. That's that joy that people talk about when they say, you know, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, so they can't take it away. That kind of joy is birthed from a thankful heart because they understand that, you know what? I might not have everything I really want, but I have everything I need. Everything might not be quite the way I really want it to be right now. But you know what? I'm good. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I am truly filled with a joy that really can't be disrupted or disturbed by another. Let's just, for example, to say, you know, maybe somebody does bless you with something. It's just adding on top of it. But let's just say you're like, oh, thank you for that. But guess what? You still have, even if you didn't get it, you're still happy. That's pure joy. Pure praise. I know many of our services can seem a little acrobatic. It can seem a little overly charismatic. But when everybody taps into the spirit of thanksgiving and the prayer and praises of thanksgiving, the praise, it shifts the atmosphere. It shifts the atmosphere. It becomes pure. When we start to really thank him for him being God and not so much what he's done, it releases a pure praise. I think about like the purification process of water. Sometimes, you know, if you ever watch the news, you'll notice sometimes that there's a water problem. They'll tell the city or they'll tell the people in that town to boil your water. So that way it burns out the impurities. And that fire, if you will, purifies that water. Helps to purify that. And there's a fire that should result or should occur when we have a thankful heart. When we have a thankful heart, that fire, when we really start taking inventory and understanding that we have a lot to be thankful for, something begins to bubble up. Something begins to take over. Something begins to start to remind us that there was once a time this list wasn't that long. There was once a time where we didn't know what to really put on there. Some of us didn't even have the ability to even write a list. Because we were in a situation where maybe we couldn't write. We couldn't really think straight. Or we were laid up in a hospital bed. But when we take the time and really think about that, that's when a pure praise comes. A pure worship comes. And that's what God really wants. Spirit, we have to praise him in spirit. We have to worship him in spirit and in truth. We have to understand that having a thankful heart is really a way to live each day, just to get through each day. How about that? Sometimes it's the only way to get through the day, because we'll face something, and then all of a sudden we'll lose the focus, we'll get distracted. Oh my God. We'll get distracted, and all of a sudden we're complaining. We're no longer full of joy. We no longer have the pure joy or the pure praise, because we lose focus. Having a thankful heart is being aware and being very conscientious about being thankful, and thanking Him for the littlest thing that we can. Because that's what God really, really appreciates. Sometimes, you know, He don't mind being praised and thanked for the big things. Sure. Lord, I thank You for the money. I thank You for the protective house that You have over our heads. But oftentimes it's like, you know what? God, I thank You for the actual foundation that the house is sitting on. Because if that wasn't solid, this house would be sinking and we'd have some other issues. You know, kind of start from there and really understand that list that we need to sometimes take inventory of what we really have in life, it really should be endless. It really should. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness. I know it's time for Thanksgiving. You all are probably either making the budget or making the list now, the food that's going to be fixed and eaten and who house you're going to be going to and everything else. Definitely take that time to sit with your family and friends. Definitely do. I know me and my husband, we definitely try to, if we don't spend time, we definitely try to make just the extra time to let people know we're thinking of them during the season. But take that time to really just to say, you know, hey, how y'all doing? Checking up on folks, you know. Take even a little extra time, though, to spend with God. Spend some more time with God, even in the season. You know, there's a lot of different Bible studies that you can find on the internet, even through Bible apps on the phone. There's all kind of little devotionals that you can find, and just, you know, participate in the devotional and share it with your family, with your friends, email it to them, text it to them, say, hey, you know what, I'm doing this devotional. Would you, you know, I just want to share it with you. Here's the scriptures for each day. It's a 5-day devotional. That's all. Read the scriptures, let, you know, meditate on them and just let them, you know, stay within your heart as each day, as you go throughout your day during this time of Thanksgiving, and just share that. Don't be afraid to share that. Sometimes, you know, that's a way to stay connected. That's a way to stay in touch, if you will, with people, you know, and just having that time of togetherness, even if it is nothing more than saying, I'm sharing this devotional time with you. But it's a way to spend time with them, you know, have them to join in as well, you know. So we want to make every day a day of Thanksgiving. But, you know, I definitely truly love the fact that we have that opportunity. Sometimes, you know, we take for granted having that opportunity to tell God thank you. Because many of us, as we know, if you've lived long enough, you've faced these situations that yeah, death could have taken over, if you will. There's many situations that probably should have ended your life, said, well, it's done, it's finished. But yet you're still here. So to have the opportunity to be on this side allows us to say, God, you know what? I thank you. God, you are just truly amazing. And so many times, you know, we understand that everything that has breath should praise God, should thank him. I think about how so many, there's so many little videos, right, on social media that has the animals that does so many different things with their owners, right? Some animals instantaneously just sit on them because they want that attention, or, you know, they'll just, you know, go to hug their owner, or they'll run up. Once the owner walks in the door, they run and jump in their arms. And you have to see, you have to understand that that animal is thankful. And that's their way of thanking their owner, of loving them. And they're so thankful for their owner, for loving them. You know, it's like they understand. They understand that they have, that what their actions do is a way of praise, a way of thanksgiving to their owner. And even with what they do is also their way of praising God, you know, in their own way, if you will, because a cat's meow, a dog's bark, a bird's chirp, you know, an elephant's, you know, tusk going up and down, making the little sound out of his trunk, or, you know, all those different things. It's their way of being like, you know what? Whew. Well, thank you. It's their way of just being able to say, you know what? I praise you, God, and I thank you. They have a thankful heart. I once heard it say, you know, we're the only species that has to be pumped and primed to tell God thank you, to give God a praise. And we really should not. We really should not. We shouldn't have to be reminded by somebody else, although it's helpful. I'm not saying that it should never be that way. It's great to have that, to be reminded, because sometimes I made mention of in the previous show how sometimes we have to figure out which voice is speaking, and we have to sometimes drown out that enemy's voice with the music, with the praise of our neighbor, you know, to help us to recognize, you know what, there is something to be thankful for. Let me stop looking at that person crazy. I don't know what they went through, but I sure enough know what I've been through. And I sure enough know I got a reason to tell God thank you. I have a reason to be thankful. I have so many reasons to be thankful. So we want to have a heart of thanksgiving. We want to have a thankful heart. So God, we thank you. We thank you. And that's what today was all about. Oh, having a thankful heart. It should be done every day, of course. Thankful heart births pure joy, pure praise, pure worship. And we should really just thank God for everything. Oh my gosh, we really should. How to connect with me, www.latayanprice.com is my website. Visit there to stay up to date, to sign up for my email list. See if you are interested in self-publishing. Definitely check it out. Contact me for any potential empowerment or events that you need, like an empowerment speaker for your particular event. Definitely check that out as well. Connect with me for that. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great things. I'm definitely there. And I'm going to close out with a great, I want to really just take a moment for us to really really take a moment to thank God. I really do. I want to take a moment to thank him. So we're going to end with a great word of prayer and just really thank him. If you're listening to this right now, I just want you to begin to thank him. I just want you to begin to thank him. God, we come to you. God, we don't deserve anything that you've given us. Even now, I ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. Everything that we've done, knowingly and unknowingly, that was just not pleasing to you, God, forgive us. God, we want to have a heart of thanksgiving. We want to have pure joy. We want to give you pure praise. We want to give you pure worship, God. God, we thank you, oh God. God, we love you, oh God. God, you are a magnificent and awesome God. There is none like you. God, we thank you for allowing us to have air to breathe, allowing us to have a place to sleep, allowing us to stay safe from the seen and unseen dangers. God, we thank you for the food that we were able to eat on today. God, we thank you for the family members that are still here. God, we thank you for the family members that may have gone on, but we still remember them. God, we thank you for the love that you surround us with each and every day. God, we thank you for the warmth that you send our way as the seasons change into the colder winter days. God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to get to our destination safely. God, we thank you for just being God. God, we thank you for just providing everything that we need. We thank you for even providing the things that we wanted. God, we thank you for protecting our children as they went to school and they came back home. God, we thank you that it was no hurt, harm, or danger that came upon them, God. God, we thank you for our church families, God. God, we thank you for the spiritual leaders that are leading the way and that are paving the way, God, that are helping us to see the greater that it is that we need to do. God, we thank you for the good ones. God, we even thank you for the enemy and the bad leaders that reminds us of what it is that we should be doing. And even our enemies that allow us to stay on our knees. God, we thank you. God, there is none like you. God is your strength that makes us able to do that we do. And we thank you for that strength. God, we thank you for your spirit. It's a comforter. It's a counselor. Hallelujah. It's a counselor and a comforter. God, I love you. Hallelujah, God, we love you. We love you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we will continue to give you praise, all praise, all praise, all praise, all honor, all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.